This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. We're talking with drummer Shannon Powell, whose resume unfolds like a music lover's dream. In 1995, he accompanied the great New Orleans vocalist Johnny Adams on an album called The Verdict. Some of the city's heaviest hitters played on that record, which featured Harry Connick Jr. and David Torkanowski on piano, Houston Persons and Tony DeGrotte on saxophone, and James Singleton on bass. This song is called I Cover the Waterfront, and on it, Shannon Powell shows that the secret to being a heavy hitter is knowing when to use a light touch.
I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea. Well, the one I love be coming back to me. I cover the waterfront. In search of my love, and I'm covered by a starless sky above.
Damn.
And that's all I can say.
That's the truth.
I mean, you can smell the cigarettes and the scotch and the voice and the atmosphere, and you are putting him right there in front.
Yes. Smooth, silky.
How do you do that?
Wow. Well, like I tell a lot of my students when I'm teaching them how to play the brushes, and some of them, they have a tendency to rush. And I tell them, I said, look, man, this is like making love, man. You got to think of caressing your wife or your woman when you're playing the brushes. It's a laid-back thing, and it's not no rush thing. You know, to get the sound that you just heard, now this is a slow motion and relaxed.
Yeah.
We're not in a rush. And Johnny's laying right in there with the groove. It's so beautiful. Every time I hear that song.
It is beautiful.
I cover the waterfront. I'm watching the sea for the one I love must soon come back to me. The one I love must soon come back to me.
One, two, three, see, that's four. One, nice. You can slow it down. Two, three, four, and one, two, three. So sad. It's same when you're doing a fast tempo. One.
You in a hurry?
Yeah.
The
This is after lunch when you have to walk back to your job.
Yeah.
That's when you get off from work.
Right?
How come drummers have such a bad reputation? Meaning, most people don't want their daughters to date a drummer, okay?
I've been there.
All right. So, you know what I mean? Not to say that the other band members are not culpable, but drummers have a reputation of being kind of feral. You know? Wild children.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's that come from?
I don't know. I'll be totally honest with you. I just think it's the beast in us. I mean, can you guys have a little beast in you that want to beat on something? You know what I'm saying? All the time. But I went through that when I was in my 20s. I had young ladies' fathers tell them they don't even fool with a musician, not just a drummer. You see, girl, if you want to eat, you better get you a real man because he ain't going to make no money. He ain't a musician. A drummer, too? He ain't going to make no money. So, you know, but I've had a lot of girls tell me that, too. Say, oh, I don't know, Shan, I like you a lot, but you're a drummer. I'm like, okay. And I'm a damn good one.
Yes.
What's the problem? I don't know. I was told the drummers, y'all not faithful. I said, what? Look at my face.
Well,
do I look like an unfaithful kind of guy?
Well, if anybody understands the term two-timing, a drummer might.
I'm going to use that, yeah. I'm going to use that. You mind if I borrow that?
You can have it. You can have it for free. The irrepressible Shannon Powell is, according to Powell, the best drummer in the world. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out. If movie music tells us who's who on screen and where the action is taking place, then what do you make of this original song? Of the Southern Wild turns on the story of a little girl called Hush Puppy, who lives in the southernmost reaches of Louisiana, which is to say, surrounded by water and quickly losing ground. Hush Puppy lives with her dad, but the absence of her mother from their lives is a matter of hurt, ambiguity, and longing. Dan Romer and Ben Zeitlin found a way to communicate this musically with original composition and a song from Tin Pan Alley. Director Ben Zeitlin joins us here at Elephant Quilt Studios in New Orleans. Thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to be here.
What is your background in music?
I don't really have a formal background in music. I my friends asked me when I was in seventh grade if I would join their band because they thought I was the one who could scream the loudest.
Can you?
At that time, I was going through puberty, so I had a real high, shrill shriek that they thought was perfect for the kind of, Nirvana derivation they were after. So I basically started singing in that band. I taught myself how to play guitar. I started writing songs for that band. And that was like my entire life through high school. And basically, you know, writing for when I started getting more interested in movies, I didn't want to stop writing music. And I kind of transitioned through writing for theater and then eventually started writing music for my own films.
And so where did you grow up? Where were you in seventh grade when you were doing your Nirvana imitation?
I was in a town called Hastings, which is right above New York, which I moved to. I grew up in Queens and then I moved to Hastings and was completely shunned from society. And so this moment where these guys asked me to be in a band was like the first good thing that had happened to me living in this new town. And so it really became a huge part of my life.
Wow, that's interesting. So how good is your shriek today? Can you really shriek?
I can still scream pretty loud.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Can you give us an example? There might be a connection between great film directors and great screamers. Somebody on set has to get everybody's attention. Film director Ben Zeitlin appeared on our show, dedicated to movie music. You can hear the whole thing, including conversations with NPR's Bob Mondello and composer Terrence Blanchard online at musicinsideout.org. But first, listen to the good people here at WWNO. They're going to tell you how to support the station that makes Music Inside Out possible.